All right, welcome into the Steve Huff Show, Coach. Big game this week against Lufkin, but before we talk about hitting on the road to East Texas, take us back through last Friday night. It looked like y'all had control of the game, not in a position where you're not really in a whole lot of danger of losing because of a dominating rushing performance. It seemed like any time you needed to get 3 or 4 yards, your offensive line, your backfield was able to go out and get it, and that put y'all in a really good spot.
I think that's one of the things last week. You know, we look at with Colby and Roderick, and then, you know, obviously there at the end, also Terry coming in there and being able to get some nice chunk yards. But very, very workmanlike second half the other night, and, you know, really was proud of where the offensive line played. We kind of been looking for a little more consistency there. But I thought the kids did a good job of the night when it got down time, that where they needed the, like you said, needed the yards, they pushed forward, and then Roderick made a couple of really nice runs to finish things off. So really proud of the way the kids played.
A tip ball interception was really the only drive that y'all got stopped in the first half. We talked last week about how you didn't run a lot of plays because you scored so fast. This week you had some extended drives, but once again your opponent was all about, let's take the air out of this game and not give the Cougars as many possessions as you wanted. 4 possessions, 1 tip ball on a drive that's going real well for an interception, then you in the half, it still seemed like y'all had dominated that first half.
I felt good about the way we played. Didn't feel good about how we finished the one drive there. But at the same time, you have to turn around and look at one of our drives was 83 yards and one of them was 98 yards, I believe. Our first two scoring drives. So I look at that, you know, that's one thing that I looked at coming out of the end zone, you know, being 2 yards, 3 yards deep in the end zone, taking snaps, and the kids getting out of there. And again, some good hard runs by Roderick and Colby. Again, that's sustaining that drive and being able to do those things and converting on some third downs was big in the first half.
It looked like a coaching moment when you ran Shrimp out, trying to do it without a timeout, get your field goal team out there, kick a long kick. You really hadn't had to have a kick to win a ball game this year. How important was it for that part of your, you know, the special teams to be able to execute, because it was a quick play, and that's what you may have to have at an end of a game or an end of a half to get points on the board?
Absolutely. That's, you know, it's something we work on a lot. You don't get a lot. You never know when it's going to happen, but I'd like to think the kids are prepared for that situation, but good for him to go out and get, which wasn't definitely not a chip shot field goal, and he hit it well and squared one up, and so I was happy to see him do that, and I think that, again, for a young kicker, helps his confidence a huge amount.
How, you know, you, Sosa was going to be your punter. You know, you really haven't had to do that. Obviously, you lose Guerrero, who'd been such a mainstay, and Brandon Williams had been a mainstay for him. It seems like that kicking has been kind of invisible, and that's a good thing, because that means that there's been no glaring weaknesses in that part of your game when you've had to go to some new guys in Boring and Shrimp as well to really have some excellence in that part of your football team.
Absolutely, and that goes a credit to those kids. You know, I'm up here during the summertime a bunch, and those kids are here. They're kicking during the day. They're going to camps. You know, Jackson has come a long ways in the last couple of years. Again, you know, a soccer player that came over and started playing football and has done a great job. And we encouraged him to approach the punting part of it this past year, and he did and took it and ran with it and is doing a really good job. You know, I think it eventually, however that works out, if Austin's goes back in and works himself in, I think it's always good to have your quarterback putting too. But at this point right now, Jackson's done a great job. He also does a good job kicking PATs and field goals and has really been doing a good job on kickoffs. We haven't been covering him very well, but he's been kicking the fire out of it. And then, you know, Dawson does a good job with the PAT field goal, and he also does a good job with kickoffs. And he is also now in the process of training to be a punter in the future. So I like the way those kids work and their thought processes.
You mentioned coverage, and we talked about that on the air last week. It wasn't that you had, you know, blown coverage, and a good thing your guys stayed in your lanes, because a couple of those could have turned into big plays after touchdowns. But it what is going on in some of those coverage things, especially on kickoffs, because you're getting good directional kicks to where you want it, and then they're still able to get out past the 25-yard line. I know that's an emphasis for y'all.
Yeah, I think a couple of them have been just flat-out missed tackles in the open field, flying down, because kids are flying down. It's not that they're not flying down. We're out of control. Worked hard this week in getting back into lanes and squeezing things rather than trying to dive at somebody's feet. And trying to make the solo, because again, against a team like Lufkin, you're gonna have people in open territory. You don't want to give them much of a seam. So, worked hard this week on squeezing the lanes down. I have moved a few kids around on different lanes on the kickoff to try to help what their strength is. And so hopefully, and Jackson's been kicking the fire out of it. He's been kicking the ball high and deep, and we just have to do a better job covering it. So hopefully this week we'll get it done.
All right, Coach, this was a big game last year. They got after y'all. I know that was a disappointing situation. You've already been through that this year, and you don't want to go through that again. But when you're talking about playing teams like Foster, like Huntsville, like Lufkin, they're athletes that you've got to match them athletically. And breakdowns and turnovers will play big again here tonight.
I guess that's why we try to make sure our preseason schedule is something where we're going to see speed and see power and strength, and is to play all of our district games. But when you put all that together with the speed that Lufkin possesses on both sides of the ball, I think you're definitely looking at a really, really sound football team. But you're right. We were, I would say we were embarrassed last year. It's a bottom line, we did not come out on either side of the ball, play well in the first half. I thought, for us, it was easier to play in the second half when you're down like we were. I don't like that mentality. I don't like the mentality you play well when you're behind. You need to play well when it's early in a ball game, in a big ball game like that. Last year, we put up goose eggs everywhere and just didn't do a good job. I don't think coaching staff wise, we just weren't prepared. So we've talked to kids a lot about that this week, just, what we did last year. And I don't go back and remind kids of things a lot. A lot of these kids weren't in that game last year. But at the same time, we've talked about that this week and made it an emphasis of the fact that we're going up a situation. Last year was the game of the week in the state of Texas. It was a big, big game, and we didn't get it done. So, hopefully we've practiced in a good enough fashion this week that we can put our best foot forward on Friday night.
The sophomore quarterback got a lot of playing time up until, your game as far as when he was coming back, their senior quarterback. But skill position, secondary, you're going to see some guys not only that are fast, but they got a lot of size. And I know you had size in the secondary last year. How does that change things when you're talking about big wide receivers, big defensive backs, which really is a staple of the Lufkin program?
I think the probably the most thing is when you look at is the physicality of it. You can't go out there and be soft running routes. In the secondary, you can't be soft going up for balls because it's going to be a body-to-body situation. And so, you prepare for it during the week, tell the kids exactly what it's going to be like, tighten down the coverages, and make it a physical practice in the perimeter. But, obviously they have the ability to make it a physical game up the middle too. So that's one thing we talk to kids about all week is the physicality of this game. And we need to make sure that we're on the correct side of that physicality this year, unlike we weren't last year.
I mean, they've got a long tradition. I mean, you go back to all the players that have gone through Lufkin, really up until Reggie McNeil was there, they were more power-oriented, run the football. It seemed like their transition, when they got a top-notch D1 quarterback, they really stayed with that. And it's going to be a mirror image on a lot of the things you do, and I think that would be something that your guys would have some familiarity with.
Yeah, I think so, to a certain extent. They do a lot of spread sets. Early in the year, they did some two-back stuff. Have not seen them in it since then, but again, I think we'll probably expect to see some two-back stuff tomorrow night. But at the same time, you look at it, I think when you look at the speed they possess, you put out four wide receivers, you'd want to spread people out, make them cover the entire field side to side, and they do a great job of that. Plus, they're going to make you cover the vertical part of it too. So you have to be squared up in all those aspects. But the main thing in the game like this is to be able to tackle somebody in the open field, because they're going to be there in the open field. It's not like you're going to stop what they do. You're going to have to make sure that you have people and bodies around and make sure that it gets corralled, because it doesn't take much of a crease to get somebody loose.
They were in a dogfight last week. I don't know if I've ever seen a high school football game where you're not going to have very many extra points, and I think both teams had troubles with that. But then they went out and kicked field goals, so it wasn't like they don't have the guys that can that can do some things in special teams. Winning that battle in a game like this is going to be a key, and that's one of the reasons why I brought it up in the first segment here tonight.
Absolutely. And I think it comes back to when we're kicking the ball is to get it placed where it's in a good position for us to go cover it and get tackles made, and that's what we've not done. So, you know, hopefully you're kicking off more than once or twice a game. And we got, you know, we had obviously some kicks last week, a bunch of them, and we didn't cover them well. So we go back this week and retool, and then had the special team coaches all of them go through and really scrape through that video and make sure that we are coaching what we need to get coached in that situation. Because like I said, Jackson is bringing rain with some of those kicks. There's no reason we shouldn't be covering a better net. So that comes on us. But again, when you look at the ability they have to return balls, open field stuff is huge. And so to put balls in certain situations when you're kicking it is a pretty big deal against these guys.
Quarterback-wise, you've been switching it at halftime, getting Sosa work back into it. How confident are you right now that he's going to be as good as he's been since the injury?
I think real confident. They're both have been playing in practice. Like I said, they're both going to play. How it's going to work out, don't know. Probably won't know until end of today's practice. But at the same time, I think he's much closer to being full speed than he was 2-3 weeks ago.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight.
I appreciate it.
All right, that's Coach Steve Huff getting you ready for the College Station Cougars playing Lufkin Panthers tonight. Big ball game, two undefeated district teams. And we'll be back to continue the pregame show when we return to Maverick 100.9 FM.